to Help You Find Courage by Betsy DeCruz, read by Leah Martin. For we are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. 2 Chronicles 20:12. Afraid doesn't begin to describe how I felt when it got dark and my daughter didn't come home. I called her 5 times but kept getting a recording. Finally, I telephoned the friend she'd met earlier in the day. She left an hour ago to catch the bus. Isn't she home yet? The girl said. My husband and I felt desperate and didn't know what to do. He grabbed the car keys to go out and look for her, but how on earth could we find our daughter in a city of 4 million people? An hour later, she walked in the door and relief flooded my soul. She'd gotten lost and her phone had died. Have you ever been caught in a hard place where you just didn't know what to do and felt afraid of possible outcomes? Maybe you're there now. My situation only lasted a few hours, but yours may still be going on. A health problem, financial crunch, or a troubled marriage can make you feel like you're at the end of your rope. For situations when fear and uncertainty are getting the best of us, I love the story of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20. When a great multitude comes to attack Judah, King Jehoshaphat is scared to death, but he resolves to seek God. He proclaims a fast, and all of Israel comes together to seek God. God then speaks to his people through a prophet in 2 Chronicles 20:15, saying, "Do not be afraid. The battle is not yours, but God's." The following day, as Jehoshaphat's army begins to sing and praise the Lord, God sets an ambush against their enemies. This story teaches us several life principles to help us navigate hard situations with courage. 1. If you're feeling scared, keep your eyes on God. Set your heart on seeking Him. 2. Remember, the battle is the Lord's. He is fighting for you. 3. You will see victory as you praise God. When you're at the end of your rope, remember all you have to do is keep your eyes on Jesus. At the right time, He will show you how to move forward. Keep your eyes on Him today, friend. Raise a hallelujah and take courage. Victory is on the way. We don't know how and when it will come, but in Christ, we are more than conquerors. Let's praise the God who goes before us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I praise you today for your great power and love. Thank you for your mercy. Through the death of Jesus, you have rescued me from sin, and I praise your name. Lord, you know the situation I'm facing. I truly do not know what to do, but my eyes are on you. I trust you will show me the best way to handle my challenges. In your perfect timing, show me what to do. Give me grace to keep my eyes on you. Lord, I praise you for the victory you won at the cross. You defeated sin and death forever. You are Alpha and Omega, the eternal God who has rescued your children. Help me remember that you go before me and will never leave me. I am not alone. You fight my battles. I praise and thank you in advance for the way you will work. I can't see it now, but give me grace to walk by faith, not by sight. I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you. and I will praise your great name. In Jesus' name, amen.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.